This is the State of Things broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. Across the country, colleges and universities are facing tough choices for the fall semester. As some schools prepare for continuing remote studies, several institutions in the UNC system are scheduled to open with varying start dates. UNC Chapel Hill intends to reopen for classes on August 10th, while some other campuses like UNC Greensboro and North Carolina A&T State will open the following week, and some other campuses are weighing a start date after Labor Day. With contingencies like new social distancing policies, colleges intend to welcome students into classrooms, dorms, and dining halls. WUNC education reporter Liz Schlemmer is with us now. Welcome back, Liz.
Hi, Frank. Glad to be here talking about universities.
Well, talk about the decision-making process. UNC system has released some information about plans for the fall semester. What can you tell us about the process that went into these decisions?
UNC System Interim President Bill Roper has been saying for about a month now that he hopes and expects to welcome back faculty and students to two campuses in the fall. And that's also going to depend on advice from state health officials and infectious disease experts at these universities. And he's been meeting regularly with university officials, chancellors, to work through these plans for the fall.
And the systems, keep going, because we want to hear more about some of those details as well. So do continue.
I just wanted to say that I think some of the rationale for this is that teaching and research really depend on or are enriched by in-person interaction. That's something that President Roper has said many times. And there's also a sense that students really want this, that they want to return. And there's a fear across universities, the entire university sector across the United States, that enrollments could drop if classes continue entirely remotely.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. These decisions have been difficult with varying, varying outcomes. I mean, the entire UNC, when you talk about in the University of California system, they came to a completely other conclusion. So let's talk about what we're doing here in North Carolina. Because the UNC system's financial standing factored into this decision, did it not, Liz?
Well, I don't see how there's any way that finances couldn't factor in. Colleges and universities are under immense financial pressure right now. For their budgets to be healthy, universities need strong enrollment. They need room and board. They need their on-campus economies to function. And at the Board of Governors meeting this past week, Board Chair Randy Ramsey addressed this when one board member asked about the possibility of renting out some dorms to the community. He was assuming some might be empty. And basically, Chair Ramsey said, look, students are going to be using those dorms.
The model just doesn't work very well if we don't have students on campus. I mean, we built these facilities around doing that. We have to get our kids back on campus this fall. Certainly, we want to make sure they're safe. We want to make sure that we do all we can to keep spread from COVID from happening. But the educational model we have currently, we need them on campus.
That's UNC Board of Governors member Randy Ramsey talking about the UNC system's decision to reopen campuses in the fall. Talking to Liz Schlemmer, WUNC education reporter. So when can students expect their fall semester to begin, Liz?
A number of UNC system schools just started announcing their calendars this week. Those they announced are generally starting in early August, which is earlier for some of them, like NC State and UNC Chapel Hill. And they're also planning to end early around Thanksgiving break. And they said the reason for this is that infectious disease experts were telling them to anticipate that there might be a second wave of the outbreak in late fall or early winter, and they want to prepare to be off campus by then.
We have heard some details about UNC Chapel Hill in particular. So what about classrooms there, occupancy restrictions? How will it look when students return?
We can expect, of course, some social distancing and reconfiguration of classes. As you said, UNC Chapel Hill has released more details than other schools. They're talking about small classes meeting in bigger spaces, splitting up large lecture classes, or offering them online. They're creating something called Carolina Way, which will be higher quality online instruction of commonly required classes, things like Biology 101 and chemistry that frequently have really large class sizes, they're going to try to deliver those remotely, as well as asking professors to kind of do a combination and have options for some students to receive instruction remotely.
How about residential students at Chapel Hill? When can they expect to move back?
The plan is for them to come back and move into dorms at standard capacity with two students in a room. They can begin moving in on August 3rd, which is a little bit earlier, and they're going to spread out the move-in time a little bit to promote social distancing. But they'll be back in dorms, and they also said that they plan to reserve some space in dorms for students who either test positive for COVID-19 or become exposed to the virus.
What about athletics? Are campus sporting events expected to resume?
There have been fewer details released about athletics up to this point. UNC Chapel Hill said that there's going to be some sort of phasing in of athletics. We also know there are other outcomes for athletics. East Carolina University just announced they're going to be eliminating four of their athletic programs due to a budget deficit in their athletics department coming out of this past school year.
Well, in other news, the Board of Governors lost a member this week. Tell us about that.
Yes, there was a surprise announcement from member Tom Fetzer, who said that he's going to be stepping down from the board. He said the reason is that the pandemic has put a strain on his family. He's homeschooling his five children. But the context here is that he's been a very outspoken member of the board. He's been criticized for initiating a personal investigation into the former ECU interim chancellor, and for getting involved in the search for a new chancellor at Western Carolina University. When asked about this, board chair Randy Ramsey said that he didn't know of any reason for Fetzer stepping down other than his stated reason that he wanted to spend more time with his family. But we know the Board of Governors is also amending their ethics policy right now in response to some of Fetzer's misbehavior.
All right. Liz Schlemmer, WUNC education reporter. Thank you, Liz.
Thank you. You're welcome.